No, it's not quite right. Surely not. These figures. I've checked them thrice. Is there something wrong with the solution? But... my apologies. I didn't hear you come in. Too absorbed in the work, I suppose. How long have you been there? Never mind. It's your first time in the laboratory, I believe. Welcome. I don't know that I will be able to provide much entertainment, I'm afraid. You find me at something of an impasse. Oh, these? Yes, it is magnificent equipment. Courtesy of the Baron's, your father's, generous endowment, of course. You may not think brass pipes would be a great expense, but these are as finely machined as they come. Milling this precise has to be imported from over on the continent. A meter length costs more than I used to earn in a month of instructing at the academy. All brass, naturally, because of its resistance to corrosion. Some of the substances I work with here can eat away at cast iron, to say nothing of human skin. Sorry, you didn't ask for a lecture. This must be dull. The Baron, for his part, only visited once, which I understand. There's little to watch most of the time. Of course, I'm glad he chose to hire me, too. Forgive me, I did not mean to sound ungrateful. Truth be told, this has been a wonderful opportunity. The Baron's funds are enabling work I could only have dreamt of at the Academy. The full freedom he grants me is beyond anything I had dared imagine. And his only price? Claimed the prestige of having me on his estate. I remember being starry-eyed for a life like this as a child. The solitude the Baron grants me is, if anything, a boon. It's easier to work in the quiet. Please, you're welcome to stay. Well, this is just another wing of your own estate, after all. I wouldn't presume to eject you from it. You aren't being a bother, besides. Right. Yes, these scribbles pertain to the latest experiment. There's this Italian fellow, Galvani. Fascinating work with the animation of flesh. You may know of the principle of electric muscle contraction, that by applying stored electricity to a muscle, a contraction may be induced. But Galvani discovered that brass and iron electrodes on either side of a muscle may produce a similar effect. Curious, isn't it? As though the metal draws a vital essence already within us. Ah, but there's this other fellow whom interpreted the results differently. Yes, quite right. Volta. Another Italian, as it happens. I'm sorry, are you familiar with Volta? You've read Volta and Galvani both. I dare say you're aware of the principles of galvanism, then. My goodness. I didn't expect... I would never have guessed that... What I'm trying to say is, one does not look for a familiarity with contemporary science in the heir of a merchant baron. Please don't take this for incredulousness. I do believe you. Yes, you're absolutely right. This is my attempt at replicating a voltaic pile, though I've tried to add some improvements. No, the metals are the same. Here, I've diagrammed it. I've hypothesized that adjusting the solution may allow the pile to drive a stronger current, and perhaps the electrodes within it will last longer. You can see the composition here. The problem? Well, if anything, deviating from Volta's brine has weakened the pile. I can hardly electrolyze any water at all with it, and it decomposes terribly fast. No, naturally. It's for much more than electrolysis. but I'm sure you know that's an easy way to confirm the presence of a current. Please, yes, be my guest. The finer notes are here. You can see my reasoning there. If I may ask, how did your interest in science begin? Lavoisier? Truly, his treatise. Well, wouldn't you know, it was the same for me. Yes, really. My father brought a tattered copy home once. It was due to be discarded by the library, but nobody paid mind to a cleaner taking it. Had to teach myself French to understand it. But it was so, so fascinating. Yes, you understand. His use of systematic experiments to discredit phlogiston theory is, well, it was nothing shy of a paradigm shift. When I design an experiment, I just as often ask myself how Lavoisier would do it. Your father, the Baron, I mean, has he encouraged this? I would have thought he'd mention it to me if his only heir happened to share my passion. Ah. I'm sorry to hear that. I suppose it would explain his silence on the matter. Well, it's admirable that despite opposition from him, you've driven forward with this. It can't have been easy. No, I wouldn't say it was easy for me either. It's difficult to convince the geriatric board of, say, Trinity College to take on a cleaner's boy, no matter how thoroughly he demonstrates an understanding of Newton and Euler. But convince them I did. Yes, so I understand how it can feel to press ahead when you aren't supposed to. All the more reason to admire that. Goodness, he didn't. Really, he would try and put you to sleep with his transaction logs? He was reading you figures and exchanges from the markets each day as a bedtime story? That was his notion of preparing you for merchant work? Quite ridiculous. Did you dream of lumber shipments then? When you were young, I suppose you would count interest rates to fall asleep. I'm sorry, I shouldn't jest. It's just... really... that's unfathomable. No, not for me. I had the usual stories. Nefarious witches, sly smugglers, vampires. Not a number in sight. Although, the witches were maybe a tad suspicious, seeing as my father worked with brooms. Now you have me curious. What's your plan? Well, I mean... will you be following in your father's footsteps as a merchant? Or is your future here, in the laboratory? I see. It's a difficult tightrope to negotiate. Surely, if you show to him how passionate you are, maybe... No, I'm sorry. I'm sure you've tried anything I could think of by now. Well, enough of that then, for now. I don't want to trouble you with the burdens you already have. Tell me, what do you make of my figures? Oh? Let me see. You think that I should proportion the salts differently? Why? I had thought this might increase the impotence of the brine, but, well, I'm in no position to turn my nose up at other options now. Here, why don't we put it together right now? Yes, really. It's your idea, after all. You should give it a go. Excellent. Those are the nitrates over there. I'll prepare a beaker. Here you are. You can measure it out yourself. I have a scale on the desk. That's perfect. If you pour it in, I can take care of the stirring. No, it's no bother at all. and this is your idea. Consider me your assistant for this experiment. I'll handle the idle work. Anyway, it's kind of fun to change out of my usual role from time to time. Oh, the cloth patches are beside the pile I'm currently running, but don't worry about those, I can soak them. You should grab fresh electrodes and get them arranged. This drawer here. They are exceptionally pure discs, yes. Courtesy of your father once again. You know, I wonder sometimes whether this isn't cheating. Will my experiment work because I've hypothesized correctly? Or only because I have the most expensive materials to work with? Would this work in the real world? You're right, of course. The finest brass in the world is useless if used incorrectly. I was being silly. Still, I do wish everybody at the Academy could have access to machinery of this quality. Would that I could share it with them. Yes, I wouldn't dare pinch from your father's pocket. I'm in no hurry to get myself in trouble. I'm very comfortable here. I just wish the rest of us could have pockets so deep. No, I don't think there's any risk of him hearing me. Remember, he never comes anywhere near here. I don't remember the last time I saw his face. You've got the electrodes all set up. Very neatly, too. Let me thread the cloths in between. And there we go. Have you done this before? No? Well then, it's my honour to congratulate you on your first voltaic pile. May it be the first of many. Now, all that remains is to test it. Yes, I may be a little nervous. Oh, not at all, no. On the contrary, I hope it works. I'm not the type of scientist to begrudge the successes of others. Well, there's just a tingle of sorts before any experiment. The anticipation. You're venturing into the unknown, by definition. You can't say for sure what will happen. It's only natural that I feel it in my nerves. Oh, this is your first? Your first... Don't tell me this is your first ever experiment. Really? Well then, I am truly honored to be here for your first time. There's nothing like it. Think about this. Here you have a device designed to your own unique specifications. There is no other like it in the world. You thought this up yourself and built it by your own hands, my help notwithstanding. Yes, and in just a moment, you'll find out whether it works. As much as I hope it works, I must impress upon you that the result will be no less valuable if it doesn't. We too will be the first in the world to know what happens with this particular design. We will learn, by ourselves and before anyone else, something nobody has had the chance to learn before. Even if that knowledge is of failure, it's our knowledge. So, do you feel it too? The nerves. I thought you might. Let's get this done. Okay, there we are. That's one end wired into the water. I'll slide the other in now. Amazing. Amazing. This is the strongest electrolysis I've seen. I would venture to say it's some of the strongest that anyone has seen. This is... Yeah, hold on. You've done it. Do you see? You've done it. Yes, look at the water. It almost looks like it's boiling. To be able to drive this much current through one pile, can you imagine the applications? There is work being done synthesizing chemicals with electricity, but to have something this steady and powerful, this will be revolutionary. This will open so many new paths. Oh, and that's just the thing, isn't it? It's never only one experiment. A success tells you to keep going. A failure is a finger pointing in the other direction. It doesn't end. Isn't it delightful? Oh, look at me, going on like this. Here, let me shake your hand. Congratulations. If you had any doubts, let none remain now. You're a scientist. You did this. This is your success. Will we be telling your father about this? No. That's sensible. Though, I'm sorry for it. But, well, do you think he reads the academic journals? Not a chance, eh? Well, then, there's the opportunity. Isn't it obvious what I mean? This is your chance. If you put this together into a report, add a few further observations, and fill it with the flowery language of the learned, it's sure to be accepted for publication. If the Baron has no taste for the journal we choose, then there's no risk he'll see it. And from there, only more opportunity can come. Oh, don't worry, I'll help you, of course. I know all the tricks to writing something they'll like. Technically, it falls under my terms of employment. But I'd just be happy to be involved. Well, the very next step is to continue observing this pile. I can do that myself. I've spent many nights here. You can see I've even set up a little cot in the corner. I'll take periodic notes on the current, corrosion, and so on. We'll have a full profile of the design before long. You... Oh, no. I couldn't ask you to do that. This is surely an exquisite laboratory, but it's not comfortable sleeping quarters. I didn't design it to be. I need to stay vigilant. Oh, no, really. How would it look? Imagine an aristocrat spending the night in this dingy side wing, dedicated only to holding up the Baron's sense of pride. I'm not going to be able to talk you out of this, am I? All right. Well, if the Baron comes asking, this was all your idea. Yes, I know that it quite literally was your idea, but you understand how these things go. They'll think the eccentric, reclusive chemist put you up to this. Please just make it clear to anyone who asks that I didn't. Although, the eccentric, reclusive chemist must admit he's happy for the company. Here, let me find you a chair to set at the table. You can see I'm not prepared well for visitors at all. Here, after you, please, sit. I hope that's comfortable enough. Wonderful. Now, we observe.